Verlaine, which is English language for those in geography. And our topic today is simple, complex, and compound sentences. Simple, complex, and compound sentences. In our just one, just two, and even if it's just 3 seconds, then to remember that we learned about sentences. When we talked about the types of sentences and parts of sentences, and we should remember that a sentence is a group of words correctly joined together to make a sense or to make a thought. A group of words correctly joined together to make a thought or a sense. A sentence, as we know, can perform different functions, such as asking questions. And this now calls for the type of sentence known as interrogative sentence. For example, what is the problem? A sentence can equally perform the function of making requests. Function of making requests. This now refers to the type of sentence called imperative sentence. For example, please pass the survey. A sentence as well can perform the function of giving a command. A command. This equally calls for imperative sentence. For example, sit down there. You should equally remember that a sentence can perform the function of expressing feelings like joy, pain, surprise, and fear. And this now refers us to the exclamatory sentence. For example, what a wonderful day. All these types of sentences mentioned here can be referred to types of sentence according to function. Types of sentence according to function. That is what we have called them. We should also remember that we learned about the components of a sentence. Components here can talk about parts of a sentence, which includes subject and the predicate as the major component, which is further subdivided into three again. The subject and predicate, subject being the performer or the person or thing being talked about in a sentence, while the predicate refers to what is said about the subject. For example, the man broke the glass. The man broke the glass. So the subject is the man. Why broke the glass is the predicate. These sentences can further be subdivided into smaller components. We can further subdivide the predicates into smaller components, which we now have give us when we remove the subject. We now have verb and object. So we now have components as the subject, verb, and object. So from the predicate, we got other smaller components, subject and object. For example, in the sentence given above, the man broke the glass, we can now have the man broke the glass. The man being the subject, broke being the verb, and the glass being the object. So in this lesson, however, we take a closer look at the structure or form of sentences in English. That is, types of sentences according to structure or form. That's formation. How the sentences are formed. So the English sentence has three basic types of sentences according to structure. There are three in number. That is the topic we are treating today, the simple, the compound, and the complex sentence. Now, let's begin with the first one, the simple sentences. A simple sentence is a sentence that expresses a single thought or statement. A sentence which expresses a single thought or statement. That is, it has only one clause and one final verb. Just have one clause and one final verb. And what do you mean by a final verb? A final verb is that type of form of verb that is just limited by person or number. A final verb is a form of verb that is limited to by person or number. For example, he goes to market every day. He goes to market every day. The verb goes. There is a final verb because it just can only be used for singular subjects, that singular nouns as the subject or the third person singular, he, she, or it. No other subject can go with it. That is what we mean by it is limited by person or number. Okay, now let's try look into these other sentences under simple sentences. Examples of simple sentences. We have the dog beat the boy. The dog beat the boy. Just one thought, remember. Second one. Okay, rang the bell. Okay, rang the bell. Third one. Tolu ate the meat. Tolu ate the meat. Fourth one. His father was ill. His father was ill. Fifth one, my mother is a teacher. My mother is a teacher. These five sentences are just expressing one thought each. The first one, and they contain just one final verb. The first one had beat as the final verb. Second one, run. Third one, ate. Fourth one, was. And the last one, eat. Okay. Remember I said a simple sentence is a sentence that expresses just a single thought or statement. Okay, now try as much as you can on your own to get, just discuss this with your siblings. Think of what you have done yesterday or what you have been doing for all this while you are staying at home. Now, you can write it down and describe the things you did yesterday and the things you have been doing today. Following this pattern, I washed my clothes yesterday. I swept the house this morning. You find out that these sentences, they are just expressing single thoughts. They are examples of words, simple sentences. I hope you are getting my explanation. Okay, that's just about the simple sentences, a sentence that expresses just one thought and contains one clause and one finite verb. Okay, what about the compound sentence? A compound sentence expresses two or more statements or thoughts. Take note of that. This sentence expresses two or more statements or thoughts. A simple sentence expresses a single thought or statement, while compound sentence expresses two or more statements or thoughts. A compound sentence has two or more clauses, while simple sentence just has one. I hope you are getting me. Compound sentence has two or more clauses and two or more finite verbs. Okay, these clauses are usually joined together. These two clauses in one sentence are usually linked together by what we call coordinating conjunction. That is one of the types of conjunctions. Remember, we have types of conjunction. We have coordinating, correlative, and subordinating. So make use of coordinating conjunctions, such as example of coordinating conjunction that can be used to join a compound or the clause, the two clauses to form a compound sentence, are a conjunction like and, but, and, but, and, Other conjunctions such as other words that can be used to join clauses in compound sentences are conjunctions like neither, to, either. Good. In compound sentences, clauses are linked so that each clause still retains its own identity and independence. They are joined together so that each of them still retains its independence and identity. Okay, let's look at some of the examples of compound sentences. Remember, your mind should be, it has two, or it expresses the type of sentence that expresses two or more thoughts. It has two or more clauses or two or more finite verbs. And these clauses are usually joined together by cognitive conjunctions and, but, and, or with other words like neither, to, or, and either. Okay, let's look at the examples. The girls wash the clothes and the boys iron them. Maybe let's use our classroom setting. Boys or the girls sweep the class while the boys clean the loser. Something like that. Then, using a coordinating conjunction, she says, the boys, girls sweep the class and the boys clean the loser. So this is just one sentence expressing two thoughts. That's what the girls did and what the boys did. And they are both joined with the coordination conjunction and. Okay, another example. He slept on time, but he woke up late. I hope you are getting it. Two thoughts. Patrick we repair the shoes or buy new ones. Next, Bragg spoke well, but his opponent spoke even better and he lost the debate. Remember, he said two or more. I think this one contains more than two. Bragg spoke well, one, but his opponent spoke even better, two, and he lost the debate, three. So all of them are joined together using coordinating conjunction but and. Next one, Chinwe was washing the clothes and Layo was too. Simply means Layo was equally washing clothes. That is the meaning of Layo was too. So and too are used there to join them together. Chinwe either made the dress or bought it. Chinwe neither made the dress nor bought it. So these are examples of compound sentences. When do we need to use and, but, to, either, or, neither, nor? Since all of them can be used to join thoughts together to form a compound sentence. So let's look at when to use each of them. The conjunction and is used to join two sentences that are closely related. The conjunction and is used to join two sentences that are closely related. For example, John came first and James came second. That is, both of them are just talking about the order of coming. The two sentences are related. So that's why we use and. But as a conjunction is used to express contrast. For example, DK worked hard, but he failed. He failed is a contrast to working hard. That's why we use but. Next one, is used to express the idea that only one of the possibilities is obtainable. For example, you can sleep in the living room or you can go to a guest house. Just one. Choose one. Four. Two. assumed when the action of the second sentence is the same as that of the first sentence. When the action of the second sentence is the same as that of the first sentence. For example, Dita was sleeping and Gambo was too. So that is when you call for two. When the two actions, the same thing, when the two actions are the same thing, the first sentence action and second sentence action are the same. They use two at the end of the second one. Next one, either or, used to join two simple sentences or clauses that express a sentence, a choice between two things. Two simple sentences are clauses that express a choice between two things. For example, either Chinwe broke the plate or Layo did. Either you take or you leave. Just a matter of choice. And the last one, neither nor, is the negative equivalent of either or. That's opposite. Two clauses with neither in the first and nor in the second are like two negative clauses joined by and. For example, Chinwe neither likes okay nor wants to be his friend. This simply means that Chinwe does not like okay and Chinwe does not want to be his friend. So I want us to pay very close attention to when to use this conjunction so that you know the correct one to use while forming your compound sentence. Okay, the third type of sentence, complex sentence. This is a type of sentence which is made up of at least one main clause.